Long ago, there was a beautiful spirit woman. Her name was Yomumali. She was beautiful because she was full of spirit. She was a creator. She created the mountains. She created the land. She created all the animals that were on the land.
Anita Andrezi is a Yaqui artist and storyteller. Today she tells of Yomumali from the Yaqui creation story.
She also created the people. She made these little people and put them into a village by the ocean, close to hunting, close to fishing, and she thought the people would be happy there. But she also made something that was a bit of a mystery. It was a very, very tall tree. The tree was so high that you had to look up, up and crane your neck, and you couldn't even see the top of it. But that wasn't the most unusual thing about it. The most mysterious thing was that it was a talking tree, a singing tree, a humming tree. And the people would listen and listen all day and all night trying to figure out what the tree was telling them. Because Yomumali wasn't there any longer. She had left. She had to create in other parts of the world. The people wondered. They sent the youngest person, the little baby, but the baby couldn't tell them what the tree was saying. They sent the oldest woman, the oldest man, but they couldn't figure out what the tree was telling the people either. They sent the hunter, they sent the singer, they sent the shaman, the medicine man and woman. They sent every person that they could think of in the whole village, but no one could figure out what that tree was telling them. They accused each other of not being good enough to be able to receive the holy message. They began to have a lot of arguments. There was dissension in the village, and they began to get angry at their creator, at Yomumali. They couldn't figure out why she had given this to them when they didn't have any idea what it was supposed to mean. She heard them talking and arguing and yelling at each other, and she came back from her creating in the mountains, and she said, "My children, what is happening?" They told her. She said, "You shouldn't be arguing. This is a wonderful mystery. It's meant for you to make you think and wonder, because people must always wonder at the great mysteries of life. But let me help you. All of you, please, sit around me in a circle." And then she called all the animals while the people were sitting. The animals filed in, and they made the outer circle. And she said, "I would like to tell everyone here, both the people, the humans, and also all the other creatures in creation, I would like to tell you what the talking tree is telling you. But," she said, "I have to warn you that there will be some things that are terrible. You won't want to believe them, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what the tree is saying." Well, everybody was listening. They all assured her that they would believe her and trust in her. First, she started telling what the animals should know. Of course, all the animals listened very carefully and gratefully. They already knew some of that because it was part of their nature. She told them that the deer would be eaten by the cougar, and that the deer would also be eaten by people, but the deers would eat the plants. Everything was told. The rabbits would be eaten by the coyotes. The coyotes might be hunted and killed by the cougar. Everything seemed part of nature. And as soon as she had told this to all the animals, they ran away or walked or flew or crawled and went back to their own places. Finally, it was just the people. Well, my children, things will be hard for you. Of course, you know that you shouldn't harm each other, either by words or by thoughts or actions. But it is something that you're going to have to learn a little deeper because I haven't been happy with the way you've treated each other. Many, many generations from now, she said, there will come some strange people to your land. They will take away your children. They will teach you a new language. They will give you new ways of thinking and believing. It will be all different. There will be terrible sicknesses. There will be a huge iron snake with fire and smoke that comes out of the top of its head, and it will go across the country roaring. It will be a sad time for you. You will lose much. After this announcement, the people were shocked. They were frightened. And because they were frightened, they became angry. Oh, she's not really telling us the truth, some of them said. She's just trying to frighten us so that she can control us. Yomumili heard this, and she told the people that she was leaving. She said, my children, I am the creator. I am your mother. But I don't control you. And I'm going to leave you. I'm going to continue creating. You must make your own decisions. And whatever decision that you make, think about your children and how they would fare under those decisions. So she took her favorite river and she rolled it up, put it under her arm, and walked away on a rainbow. Back in the village, the people looked at each other, panicking. Yomumili had left them. They had decisions to make. How far away was this future? Some of the people were so frightened, they began to make preparations to leave. We're leaving. We're not staying here. We're going to the ocean, some of them said. And as they walked into the waves, they began to change the way they looked, and they became all the mammals of the ocean. They became all the dolphins and the porpoises. And they say to this very day that if you're lost at sea, they will help you back to shore because they remember the time when we were all one people. Some of the other people went into the desert trying to flee their destiny. And as they walked into the desert, they became tiny, tiny, tiny little people who lived under the earth, the ant people. And they say, too, that if you're lost in the desert or in the mountains, they will help you back to the village because they remember the time when we were all one people. There were still quite a few people that stayed in the village. They decided they would face the future with courage and knowledge, and that's what they would teach their children. And those people are my ancestors, the Yaqui.
Anita Ndrezi is married, has two children, and has lived in Everett, Washington for the past 37 years. As we end our program today, I'm compelled to note that not all tribes have apocalyptic prophecies, and we are cautioned against taking a message from other tribes and using it as our own. Nonetheless, each of us is responsible in our own way to the circle of beauty and harmony. So here's the question. What signs and warnings have been coming to you and your community? What are you being called to maintain, restore, defend, or create? We encourage you to remain receptive to messages coming to you and take action where you can. We will continue through our prayers, songs, stories, and endeavors to maintain our responsibilities for that which has been given to us by the Holy People. May you do the same. I'm Arlie Neskai. Hagonet, till we meet again.
Wisdom of the Elders is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, and Spirit Mountain Community Fund, Grand Ronde, Oregon. Learn more about the people and music you hear on our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Discover the growing network of Indigenous oral historians, storytellers, and song carriers. Visit the Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. Executive producer of Wisdom of the Elders is Rose Hybear. Co-producers Clark Salisbury and William Ward. Script editor and director Larry Johnson. Writer Anne Morin. Our theme music is by music director Nico Wind. Field producer Mark Lavonier at WRVO Public Radio, New York. Website assistance from Clark Salisbury, Kara Briggs, and Rebecca Freeman. Production assistance by Paul Woodsong, Lionel Little Eagle Pin, Paula Manley, and Barbara McKay. Distribution manager Richard Fonseca. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on satellite.